All right, what's up, everyone? It's me, Matt, one of Basic Entertainment. Welcome to Geek Talk Podcast. I got Junior with me. Say what's up.
What's up?
So today, our three topics will be about Marvel getting control of Hulk and Namor, and Star Wars 2022 rumor info on that movie, and Tom Holland reportedly in talks to cameo in Venom 2. So we're going to start with Namor and Hulk potentially getting full rights back to the MCU. So we're going to take a look at this article and see. We'll take a look at this article, and the article reads, one of the biggest obstacles to the MCU was rights issues, and that's proven. They have been having rights issues.
That's why he haven't got part two of his own movie. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that. MCU Cosmic posted this rumor saying, I have heard from someone very reliable that Marvel has gained full control of Hulk and Namor, who have distributed rights to Universal Studios. So these are just rumors from MCU Cosmic, who's does info, gets leaks, because Marvel Studios gets a lot of leaks and news go out on them. So what's your thoughts on this? That Marvel are gonna contain full rights of Hulk and Namor back to the MCU, because there's been a thing where they couldn't have the rights to them because of, you know, them being part of Universal. You got the 2003 Hulk and then the 2008 Hulk, which was Universal distribution. It's the same thing with Sony.
Yeah,
and that's been one of the biggest problems for Hulk, is that they couldn't have a movie, a full on second part two of a movie, because distribute rights, you know, so he was mainly just used for being in the MCU,
kind of like team up
movies and not his own movie. And a lot of people have been mad about that because people want to see a standalone World War Hulk movie. We got that in Thor.
Yeah.
Namor, on the other hand, also had distribute rights. I don't know how he got distribute rights on him. You know, back then in the 90s, the rights were all over the place when they started selling the rights, because they were about to get bankrupt, Marvel. Yeah. And Namor is in Universal. Now he's potentially rumored, and this is rumor, don't forget that, but most likely these two characters are going back to Marvel full control. What's your thought about this?
That's always good when Marvel have all take their character back in one movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of done with different companies.
Right.
So it's always good to have anybody in one room. I feel Hulk's kind of too late to make his own movie at this point. At this point, he's not Hulk no more. He's Professor Hulk. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be kind of too late for him.
Yeah.
But Namor,
that's good. There's a lot of potential for him.
Yeah. I still don't want him be his own movie in his first opinion.
Yeah.
I want to see him in Black Panther. Then maybe they don't make your own movie.
Yeah. You know, my thoughts on, you got anything else on this? Oh, let me save my thoughts and then we can jump off. Hulk going back to the MCU, you know, after Hulk, the 2008 Hulk, people wanted Hulk 2 and Hulk 3 and gave his own trilogy, right?
Yeah.
But, like you said, it's too late. The character, to me, is dead in my eyes. I think Hulk in the MCU is a big garbage trash can. He's useless, my opinion.
I don't think he's dead, but I think...
He hasn't been Hulk since the first Avengers. That was the best movie he was in. After that, he was washed up. I'm tired of Hulk. I'm tired of... I like Mark Ruffalo. Hulk is a likable character, but they just haven't used him the right way. And I think Marvel should learn from that. There's a lot of theories why they didn't use him the right way. I don't really want to get into that. But for Hulk, it's done. Now, with She-Hulk, is different. Because, you know, of course, we're getting a She-Hulk Disney Plus series.
Yeah.
They might. And I heard something that She-Hulk didn't really matter of any type of rights issues because it's not Hulk. I think it was mainly Hulk. I think everything around was just like, kind of like, okay for them to use.
Yeah.
Like, but it was just Hulk standalone movie they couldn't get. Well, She-Hulk is not a standalone movie. It's a Disney Plus series.
Well, not
She. So I guess you could count that as.
Not She-Hulk have her own comments.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe only the people who have their own comments.
Yeah.
Who went to different companies.
Right. So, yeah. So I guess you could put She-Hulk as a category of, you know, I guess Hulk bad guys. But they haven't used a Hulk bad guy in a while.
Well, you know, Hulk bad guy.
I know, but hear me out.
Yeah.
A Hulk bad guy, say like Abomination, the leader, those guys haven't been used at all.
No.
Since his own movie.
Yeah.
What I'm getting from this, too, is that this is not just for Hulk. Maybe the Hulk bad guys did have rights issues. Maybe She-Hulk didn't because she's her own character.
Yeah, yeah. Uses
the Hulk
stuff. I think I get you.
Maybe the MCU, and I'm saying this is just all prediction and all rumor talk. Maybe the MCU are doing this because they really didn't have to do this. If there was no problem for them to get She-Hulk and then put Hulk in it, which will be no issue.
Yeah.
You know, they would, it's like you said, it's too late. But maybe they did this because of Hulk bad guys and using Abomination or leader potentially being in a future MCU movie. And I'm predicting this future MCU movie has been rumored, Thunderbolts. I think Thunderbolts is the future. Oh, no, Red Hulk. That's General Ross.
Yeah.
Which they use that character.
Yeah, they use
but
Civil
they
War.
Haven't used the Red Hulk.
Oh, they cannot use the Red Hulk. Yes, the General.
No, I'm pretty sure they can use the Red Hulk, but I don't know. It's very confusing, but they could use General Ross, and they used them before. We've seen them in other movies.
Yeah.
So, maybe they're doing this because of Red Hulk leader potentially getting more screen time. Because you got to think about there's more stuff to it, I feel like. But I think they're doing this because of that. I think they want to use Hulk villains in the future of the MCU. Because they haven't touched on a leader, and I think they're going to really try to follow up on it.
Well, with the Red Hulk, they've been using General Ross so much. I'm guessing they are going to use some.
Yeah.
Way before this news.
Yeah.
Like, they were have Red Hulk in mind.
But why so late? This doesn't do anything unless Namor comes in a thing. Comes in like a little package.
Yeah.
Namor, I guess, was universal. So what, in my opinion, Namor, my thoughts on Namor is, I don't want him to be in the standalone movies. I feel like it's too late. I feel like it's going to, the general audience are stupid people. They're going to say, this is copycat from Aquaman. That's my opinion. I think people are going to get confused. It's already been done. You can't do an underwater scene movie because Aquaman has already done it. That's just the way how it goes with like movies. We're talking about, because he is a copycat Aquaman. Well, Aquaman copied him. I don't know.
No. He copied Aquaman.
Oh, he copied, there you go.
I'm pretty sure.
So,
I'm not sure. I'm not positive.
So, when it comes to him having a style of movie, no. It's very seen in the big screen. And I don't think you can top Aquaman the way I look, the visual effects. That cannot be top. But he could be used for a Black Panther 2. And he could be used in the future. You know, he is an important character. Moving on with the MCU, which they're going to try to do with the Illuminati.
Yeah.
With the rumors on that. And they're going to try to have him face Black Panther. And I think he goes, I think, I'm not sure about him. We know we have had references of Atlantis in the MCU before.
Just a small
references, but we have had references that Namor is in the MCU and he's canon.
Yeah.
So they really want to try to use him for Black Panther 2. And I think that's perfect. Have him versus Black Panther 2 and have him being Illuminati and with Professor X and all Doctor Strange. They have the characters for them now and team that up and go on with that. I think we need to see the Illuminati group in the MCU. And I think we need to see Namor in the MCU. I think a lot of people have been asking for Namor.
Yeah.
But for a standalone movie, I think it's too late.
Well, he's not the same character though. He's not like, he's a little more aggressive, more against the human. Aquaman was half human, half whatever what the people call.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is more for against humans.
Yeah,
and
he's more of a he's known for being an asshole.
Yeah, and in the X-Men comments, he was with the X-Men, like he felt more like a mutant than human.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're both water type character, but two different personality.
That's true, but I think when you have that personality of being more aggressive, that only fits for him to be introduced as a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they're going to try to introduce him. They're going to introduce him as a bad guy. They're going to try to introduce him as an asshole bad guy. You can't have a standalone movie and the main character is an asshole. That just doesn't work. You know what
I'm saying? You
could try, though. No. The MCU is not going to do that.
But I do agree with you, because I want to see him back behind the chair first.
Yeah.
Maybe his own movie, just his whole world.
Yeah.
How he became like that.
And
maybe he wants to ask it before.
And plus, too, you got the Fantastic Four coming. You're going to need Namor.
Yeah.
If you want to introduce, you know, him with the Fantastic Four.
And X-Men. He saw that in X-Men comics.
Yeah, he's part of the X-Men comics, too.
Yeah, a lot of the X-Men
so
comics.
So Namor is needed. I understand why they're trying to get Namor, but I really don't understand that much on Hulk's part. Because you could still, I contradict myself. I just thought about Jenner then about Ross. You could use other Hulk characters.
Yeah, because they use.
But I don't know. I just don't know if like maybe they're gonna try to use that leader from the first Hulk movie, because leader was set up.
It
was
the
roommate. Maybe some type of contract issues where they can't get that same guy, that same character. I don't know. It's very complicated when you have rights issues, and yeah.
The reason I think is Hulk's too late. I just feel his story is done already.
Uh-huh.
We saw his journey from the first one to Endgame. It feels like it's, we know who he is, who he know what he become. Like, you could have him in movies, but we don't need a whole movie. Everything interesting captured him, it happened already.
Yeah.
He was he was fighting in Thor
Ragnarok.
That he became a Professor Hulk already.
Professor,
so that's just storyline that we want to see. Mm-hmm. And it's been done already. So there's no other storyline I want to see.
And I heard they might try to use Hulk as a mentor character.
Yeah, I could see that happen.
Alright. So yeah, that's gonna be it for this topic. Alright, moving on to the second topic. Our second topic is Star Wars next film saga rumored to be set in the High Republic era. The setting for the new series of Star Wars movies has reportedly been revealed to be 400 years before the Skywalker saga, known as the High Republic. The next saga of Star Wars movie. Oh, I just heard that. Star Wars. All right, hold up. Okay, according to Making Star Wars, the next Star Wars saga would take place is what it would be called the High Republic. This setting is believed to be roughly 400 years before any events in the Skywalker saga. This won't just be the setting for a single film or even a trilogy. As the report notes, that the hope is an entire series of interconnecting films will land in this era. All of this is currently unconfirmed for the time being, however. So, Star Wars is gonna do what it from it looks like. They're gonna try to be going to the Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic, do stuff 400 years before the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be interconnected films. So we were trying to talk about if the Knights, we were talking about this, is the Knights of the Old Republic canon or not? I really don't know. I didn't do my info on that, and I'm not going to because we're recording already.
Yeah.
But if it is canon, because I know the video game is not canon, because they have the Knights of the Old Republic video game, and that's not canon anymore. But if it is canon, this is going to be set before then. It's going to have characters as Darth Bane, who is said to be one of the strongest Siths of all time, and a younger Yoda. What's your thoughts on this? What's your thought on this? This is going to be 400 years before the Skywalker saga.
It's nice that they're going with Skywalker saga, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really.
You're not interested?
No. I don't know what's about. I don't know what's.
This is going to be where pretty much what if I'm getting. I know I'm going to be wrong, but this is where the Jedis and Siths were at its all-time high.
Yeah.
There is Jedis and Sith everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So there's going to be an all-out war between the Jedis and Sith. We're going to see a younger Yoda in his prime. We're going to see just lightsabers everywhere. Just lightsaber action everywhere. And it's going to be crazy. Now, Well, my question is this: will it have really any type of connection to the Skywalker saga? Because I am completely done with Skywalkers. I'm done after watching The Rise of Skywalker. I am done with their story. I'm done with Luke, and I'm done with all those characters. I think it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Will this have still any connection to them? Because I'm pretty sure we will see probably a younger Palpatine, a young Palpatine, maybe. Maybe.
No, okay, it's 400 years. He wasn't alive, right?
Right, yeah. But we're still going to see a young Yoda.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be the only returning Skywalker saga character. Maybe. But this would be a cool idea. I think I'm down for this idea, and it's going to be different. It's not going to be a trilogy. The trilogies in Hollywood are proven to be dead. No one wants to do trilogies anymore. It's all about franchises, milking it to the fullest as you can, and they're bringing in Kevin Feige, who's going to be... And you know, with this Kevin Feige one movie deal thing that happened this past year, I think it's bullshit. I think he's really going to be part of the Star Wars... Lucasfilms and try to help them out, trying to do this new film setting that they're going to try to do with the interconnected stuff, which will be different. I wonder how Star Wars fans are going to take this. Now, this will please fans because fans do want to see the Knights of the Old Republic, and I do want to see it too. I don't know much about it. I just know that there's a bunch of Jedis and Siths, and that sounds cool. I want the films to explain to me because we don't know what's canon or not. I want to see this, and I want to see just Siths and Jedis and action, because one of the problems I have with this past sequel trilogy is that did they really had to have just two lightsaber users?
What do you mean?
Like, did Rey and Kylo really have to be the only ones with lightsabers? I want to see lightsabers all over the place. Lightsabers are fun and exciting. Like, come on.
Yeah, they.
You know what I'm saying? That's not even saying about the movies. That's just the way how they structured the story, which we know they didn't plan any of that.
Look, I felt the same way in the prequels. I feel like.
But you still have more lightsaber users, though.
Yeah, but it really didn't like warm me. I had it in my mind, so maybe that's the reason I'm not hyped for this one. Are they actually going to have a bunch of cool lightsaber battles? And we learn about the Jedi. I didn't feel that in the prequels, so that's why the prequels kind of let me down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, the first movie, we only saw one battle. Mm-hmm. It's a great battle, but there's only one. The second one, when they were Jedi were fighting, that wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. They had to step their game on the battles and actually go for it. Not punch a, oh, this could happen. No, they actually had to show me great battles the whole movie. Not just in the end.
Yeah.
And the new ones.
Oh, no. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is canon.
According
to Star Wars Rebels, it is canon. So this will still be set in that time. So they're going to still trying to want to do a movie on that.
Yeah.
So I want to see it. I'm 100% down on it. I just don't want to see no Skywalker tie-ins. You know, I really just want this to feel kind of like its own thing, but still being a prequel, but still being fresh and new, where it's not like... It's not predictable, you know what I'm saying? I don't want this anthology prequel series of films to be feel like just pointless, predictable. I have a hard time saying that it is. I feel like it is because Disney, from what they showed me before, they showed me Solo, which was predictable, and they showed me Rogue One, which predictable. Lowers the stakes, and as a film, you don't want your stakes to be lower or not. So I'm concerned on that. But I feel like Disney is really going to try with Star Wars moving forward. They have done a good job with Mandalorian. The Skywalker, the sequel trilogy is grade A trash. And they need to get Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni, and Kevin Feige. Those three together, they need to run this ship. I think they're going to try to fix their mistakes. If they're going to go through this, because this is still a rumor. But if they're going to go through this, they need to have a plan. Because this is going to sound more complicated than a trilogy. This sounds more complicated because there's going to be more movies kind of interconnecting a series of movies, which is different in Star Wars. So, that's my thoughts about that. You got anything else?
So, we still going to see how does this.
Yeah.
That the whole point of the movie, and of all these movies, are the Sith being gone, right? Because in the prequels, they were gone, right?
Yeah.
So this is like the end of the Sith.
Yeah. Presidency. We're going to see a bunch of Jedi's and a bunch of Siths.
Yeah, but this is going to show how they fell.
Yeah.
Because in the prequels, they were gone.
Yeah.
Till the last one, the third one. So I'm still not that interested. Mm-hmm. It could be something, but I'm not. I need a little bit more to I need like what they are actually planning to do.
Well, there's rumors that also too that Star Wars might actually come out. Lucasfilms actually might come out and say what the 2022 movie is and release the who's gonna be directing this movie. So they want to start the. I'm pretty sure this rumor is not just it's a rumor, it's a leak. I think they probably wanted this to be out, probably put it in the source. Disney themselves. Say that it wasn't them. They want to start the hype train for this because they know they fell with the sequels, and that's that.
But they need a little bit more to get me hype than just this old department.
I think them starting a hype train now is a good thing. That's from 2 years from now, we're going to be real hyped up. We need to know. Star Wars needs to feel like Star Wars again, and hopefully this brings it back.
But this is going to be different than Star Wars.
And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. All right, our third and final topic is going to be Tom Holland reportedly in talks of being in Venom 2. So, with Sony, so what's your thoughts on this? Tom Holland might be in Venom 2 as a cameo, as Spider-Man, Peter Parker, whatever. What's your thought on this? This beginning. So, we might see what, if they do show Peter Parker in Venom 2, you might get and I think I know how they can do this. They could be like, it could just be like, if anything, like Eddie Brock looking at a TV screen and being like, "Oh, there's a manhunt, a fugitive in New York."
Yeah,
it could be something like that, something quick, and that would be cool because it would give us a setting of, you know, build up hype for Spider-Man 3 because it would give us a setting of what is Peter Parker life is after Spider-Man Far From Home. I don't know, like, the movie's gonna, all we know is that I feel like the movie's gonna take place right after that, after credit scene in Far From Home. Spider-Man 3 is gonna take place right after that scene. You know, he's gonna be, like, and he's still in his suit, swinging, you know.
It could be, like, 6 months later,
they're gonna do it right after that scene. And I wanna see how is Venom. They're giving me a hard time of caring about Venom for Spider-Man because Venom and Spider-Man have this personal connection.
Yeah,
this is not gonna feel personal. This is not gonna feel personal at all. Now you're gonna have to tell me, is this personal of a guy who's in San Francisco gonna fight this kid in New York with no connection at all? They're gonna have to bridge that gap in together. But I think a good way to build up hype. I'm not saying what this could do for Venom 2. You know, this might pull in more seats. If there's rumors that Tom Holland might be in this movie as a cameo, that's going to be exciting to see. But in Spider-Man 3, I feel like this builds up more hype. You know what I'm saying? So what's your thought about this?
I don't think this builds no hype for Spider-Man 3.
I think this just does
what Sony one. Sony one to people think is connected to MCU.
Yeah.
That's why it's. And to have Spider-Man back to MCU for that one movie, Spider-Man 3, they want to Tom Hardy to be Lisa Cameo, so it'd be connected.
And I wonder too if Sony and Disney are really in good terms where Sony could use Spider-Man. Because there was a report that Venom, and the first Venom, Spider-Man was in that movie. There's an early cut. Disney didn't like it. They told him to take it out. That's the cut we got. And I remember hearing that rumor that Tom Holland Spider-Man was going to be in that movie as a cameo.
Yeah, I heard that also.
So, this is something that they could do. And from what it looks like, if they're in open talks and public talks of them, you know, reportedly in talks of him being in the movie, I think from what I can get is that I think Disney and Sony are in better terms now than they once were and before. And it makes you think, like, did they know Spider-Man was going to be out of the MCU? Because Spider-Man was out of the MCU. He was gone of the MCU.
Yeah.
For a month, he was actually gone. He can't fight him. Actually said it. Disney said it. He was gone. There was no talks. And Tom Holland, you know. And did they know before Far From Home that Far From Home was going to be his last movie, Kevin Feige? Because I heard a thing where it was 5 months. They didn't went from talking. They weren't talking at all. So now are they in better terms now? Because that's some shady shit. That's some like type of stuff that, you know, both of them were shady in their parts. Disney was shady from asking, being greedy. Sony was shady for not really giving them any options.
I don't think they're in better terms. I just think this is the only choice they have.
Yeah.
Like, Sony really want this to happen.
Yeah.
So the only way MCU could have Spider-Man, to the third one, is to him being in Venom 2.
Yeah.
That's the only way it will happen. So I don't think this show could do better terms. Yes, this is what happened when they were, like, they needed to make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this was part of the deal. Yeah. I feel like.
No, I feel like that too. And yeah, we're just gonna have to see what's gonna happen with this. So yeah, that's gonna be it, guys. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment on my YouTube page, Basic Entertainment. Follow here on Anchor and whatever you're listening to, Spotify. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.